all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you're the crazy woman at Walmart that taps pregnant strangers on the back and then begs them not to give birth right there in the middle of Walmart, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. What? Come on. So somebody obviously was making commentary on the fact that you're looking robust. Is that what they were doing?
Started at 9.9. Today's Best Mix. It's Anna and Raven. Hayden, my daughter, and I were at Walmart, and we were running in very quickly to pick up a couple things, and I felt a finger tap me on my shoulder, and sure. I turned around, thought it was somebody I knew.
You would hope?
Nope. It was a strange woman who looked at me and goes, "Whatever you do, don't give birth right here."
Wow.
Yep. I go, that was my plan, because the whole time, when I was trying to figure out where I would deliver my child, mm-hmm. I thought it would be in the breadcrumbs aisle at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
That, like, right there.
I like the soft carpeted areas. I would have gone over by the sweatpants and possibly mm-hmm. the Marvel t-shirts yeah. is more my preference, but yeah. that's just me, you know. Yeah. But, yeah. But, yeah, don't do it right here, lady.
Right.
Don't you yep. do it.
No. And you're like, that's the only thing that was holding me back from doing it right now. Oh. Was your recommendation to not do it.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I was going to drop right yeah. here. I was just going to drop this baby.
People, when they think they're being funny, sometimes when they miss the mark, it's just like, you don't know how close to death you are actually at this moment.
Right.
You know? Like
clean
lady,
up in aisle three.
I've had a full, right. I've had a full week.
Right.
And it's Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
I was not
right,
a happy ma'am. Camper. And the best part is that I, you know, my daughter is 9. And somehow she has inherited my sarcasm.
Right.
Right. So I just
she's got it
at her,
all right. Right, right.
And she looks at me like, well, what do you want me to do about this, Mom?
Yeah, I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
I
well,
got
it won't
this
be
one.
Surprising me when she springs right into action with something snarky to say herself right back.
Right.
So you'll be like, all right, girlfriend.
I just don't understand why people feel the need. Like, you're a stranger. Like, why? Just leave me alone.
Yes, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I know that.
Right. I don't want to be engaged.
Right.
I got one for you here. If your technique to make sure that you don't have to provide everything for a planned trip or party or something like that is just to, at the end, go, oh, I'm sorry, I don't get group text messages. But your response came in a group text message. Oof. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. Caught in a lie.
Come on, bro. All right. Come on. Bring the potatoes. Bring the tinfoil.
I never understand how whenever there's a group text message, right, you know that they're reading it.
Oh, yeah.
Why is there always that one person that doesn't respond?
Won't respond.
Why?
Whatsoever. What's going on?
Like, why?
Yeah,
why
I got one of those this
in?
Week, too. Bill, I still don't know if you're coming.
I don't understand.
All right? You're going to have the worst tent space. I'll just tell you right now.
Well, I found out what kind of football fan my neighbor is yesterday.
What kind?
Well, he's a Giants fan, and the reason I found that
didn't
out
go
was
well.
Because he threw his TV out of his front door and onto his lawn.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yep.
True dedication.
Yeah.
Guess he
seriously.
Wasn't starting Saquon Barkley in his fantasy team.
I don't think so.
He can keep on losing as long as they just keep going to that guy.
If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.